This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love this. Has it been what? 4 or 5 years?
Oh,
or more?
This is
longer than
for 9 years.
No,
I'm serious.
Really?
This was around when I was in high school. Yeah.
Really? Well, nothing wrong with being happy. Crank that up. Let's have a little more happiness in our lives and think about what it is that you spend your time on, where you put your effort. Right? Think about that for a second, how you spend your days, and do all of the things you do yield equal results? Probably the answer to that is no. I'm guessing that's how I'd answer it. Is everything you do with your time, is it as equally fulfilling, whether it's work, whether it's play, family time, whatever it is? You have different energies, right? When you're working, you have an energy. When you're at home, taking care of your family.
Put on different hats.
Yeah, right. I think that's the case. And so, and sometimes you're better at some things. We all know that some folks are better at being business people than they are being home bodies. But then you get down to the nitty-gritty of you. What action do you take that will get results that will make things better? Think about, I mean, it's hard, every action you're not going to think this to, but when you are trying to do a project, for example, you have to clean the leaves, right? The gutters on most houses, most parts of the country, where there are leaves on the trees, they're falling off, and they're filling up the gutters. You see all of these ads. There's going to be a lot of money in putting gutters on houses, because at least around here, there are tons of ads for different companies. Don't have to worry about getting a leaf gutter or whatever the stuff is called. You'll never have to take leaves out of your gutters again.
And it's I've tried them image, all. Like the video or the imagery of somebody scooping out these wet, soggy leaves with their bare hands.
Right. And yeah. And you know what? Most of those things don't work. I found that out. I've tried 3 or 4 of them on the gutters around my house. Because if you've ever seen a picture, Jay, you've seen a picture of the house. I'm surrounded by trees. These huge, big old maple trees that are hundreds of years old. And they're right on top of the house, so the leaves all come. And we still have to clean them away. Anyway, that's I'm just using that as an example. The idea is that whatever you do, hopefully you will do your best at doing whatever you're doing, right? Being a parent, being a worker, being an athlete, right? When you want to, if you're a competitor, you can be a competitor without, you know, there are some people who compete well and some people who don't like to lose, right? Everybody's been around those people, and they get angry when they lose. Get better. You get better.
You just learned how to not do something. I mean, everything is an experience. It's valid.
Yep, for sure. Speaking of experiences, I'll never forget the time, one of the trips that I made to Africa, being around elephants. I've never really experienced anything quite like it, frankly. We posted some pictures, me, when I say we, my family and I, a birthday visit to the Gentle Cow, which is a farm in Santa Clarita, so north of Los Angeles. Brendan and Sophie and Jasper and I went up there to talk to the animals. This is the first time that Jasper, other than what he's seen on my farm, has been around big animals. And it was a great, Brendan wanted to do it because he thought it would be a good birthday present for me. And he knows his father. Yeah, I wanted to be around the cows and the other animals that are there. It's a sanctuary. There are 3 or 4 of them around the country, and I was thinking it'd be neat for me on my farm to have. I have a bovine sanctuary, but maybe sanctuary for other things. I don't know. Well, that's down the road. I'm just now bringing that into focus because going over to Africa and a couple of Botswana is one place where I went that I saw these elephants in Zimbabwe. And so I'm looking at this overview, you know, and I get dangerous when I go on a trip because I read all these magazines and articles and stuff. And I saw an article about what's happening to certain African elephants. There have been mass deaths over in a couple of these places, and the conditions are, the theory is that these herds of animals have died because they haven't had water, and that's because there's climate change. So I started thinking about, you know, how beautiful, this is more about how beautiful the animals are than how they're dying, because how they're dying is what happens, unfortunately, as the world changes. You can, you know, the climate change folks go bananas on stuff like this, and I can see why they might. When you see these dead animals along the banks of rivers and stuff, it's, there's nothing quite as majestic as an elephant. I mean, that's the way of me putting it.
They're these gentle giants.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, some of them, the bull elephants can be dangerous when they're around a herd of cows. But this is something that has gone on, and this, there were no real signs of trauma. I sound like a New Englander, right? Trauma. It's taken people 3 years to figure out what caused the this death of the elephants. In the year 2020, they did autopsies on some of the carcasses to, you know, try to figure out what was going on. Because, again, the original one, the original thought was they didn't have water, or the water was contaminated. And you know, there was, and then there's always the intentional poisoning of animals, the poaching, and those people, when you, have you ever, you see these pictures of these no good SOBs who shoot an animal, a trophy animal?
Hunters.
Oh, my God, shoot those guys.
Put them in a pasture and let the animals do the work.
Yeah. Have a get a, invite a few lions and tigers to the scene.
Mm-hmm.
I see how they make out. I just don't I don't condone hunting. I think it's an awful thing. Anyway, so these were bacterial deaths. There was bacteria in the water, and that caused blood poisoning. And they all drank out of the same pool, and so that's why they all died as fast as they did. It's a bacteria. It's kind of, it wasn't like COVID, but it was in a sense. And it was at the same time that COVID started.
Mm-hmm.
So the question came up about, yeah, exactly. They got the same sort of thing floating around. There's not, you know, we think it's when we have, you know, plague, go back to the Middle Ages and plagues that took place there. The reports are always about people, but there was a plague that killed millions and millions of chickens. And there was another plague that killed what they call mad cow disease. Thousands and thousands of cows died from this virus. And you can go through the history of the animal kingdom the same. We're animals. So we, again, think it's all us, but it isn't. These things are around. The reason I told you the story is because I wanted us all to think in terms of the entire population of the planet, not just the human population of the planet, because all of these things, I guess maybe I was thinking about it. I saw this. My children all got COVID while I was there. And I'm thinking, okay, what the hell is going on here? And Megan says to me, Dad, don't worry. You don't get it. You never get it. And I haven't had it, thankfully. They were all, you know, we had a birthday celebration planned, and we had to cancel it because of them getting COVID. It wasn't a serious case, but it still is there, and you know, it makes people uncomfortable. And it's the words that are used. Miles and I went out and did something on our own. He didn't get it.
This isn't even the first time you've been around somebody who was diagnosed with COVID. So if you do not get it, like, I think they need to study your blood because maybe you have the better vaccine in your blood.
Yeah.
You are truly immune.
You know, it's interesting. Jack Stockwell will visit with us later on in the hour. He and I were talking about this yesterday because there's something going on in my body that isn't, I don't feel quite right, and I'm pretty focused and conscious of what it is. And, you know, he goes back to the same thing as we, you know, the obvious example of what's going on is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his voice, which he claims changed after he got his shot. He was allergic to some of the stuff. And I don't think any of us know. There are some little things going on with me that may or may not be. Jack suggested or alluded to the fact that one of the things I'm going through is maybe a result of having those shots. Who knows at this point? I just don't recommend. I don't think the shots that are around now. I think the shots that are around now, the way they're being marketed, basically is a scare tactic. I think that a lot of people have had flu shots over the years. If they get a combo flu shot that you know is reliable, the flu shots are usually reliable in their content. Whether they actually do anything or not, I don't know. I think sometimes the spirit-mind-body connection is so strong that we can, after we get a shot, let's just say the placebo effect, okay? You get a shot and there's nothing in it, but yet you've got it in your system and you think, okay, I'm all set. And it's your mind that tells your body that you're all set, not your body that tells your body that you're all set.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Think
yeah.
about it? Yeah, yeah. So the reason I bring up the African elephants is because I think that they are an example of that. I went through a bunch of others that can get the viruses, a different kind of viruses affect them, but the planet is loaded with bacteria and viruses. And there are those people who joke saying that after the humans, after we kill ourselves off, which seems more likely than not, frankly, given the status of things. I don't think it's around the corner, but you know, down the road with all the people on this planet, how the hell are they going to survive if you just keep growing the numbers as they are? Anyway, I don't mean to be a pessimist, but I think that after humans are off the planet, because, I mean, look, go back through the history of the planet. There are plenty of other beings or objects or things that have kind of, quote-unquote, controlled the planet. And there are a lot of people, scientists, who say the bugs will inherit the earth. So, not as the Bible says, the meek will inherit the earth, the bugs will inherit the earth. 18 after the hour.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Yeah.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is here. We go through social media items during this portion of every hour. The social media handle for you to use on all our social media is at Good Day Networks. And I must thank the ton of people who were nice enough to send me birthday wishes. I read a lot of these comments. I had Jay, some of these comments you folks might see, and we're doing some promotional stuff for the program, and there's some nice things that were said in here that sort of helped describe the program. It was aimed at me, I know that, but the idea of having people who think enough of you to say hello. Bridget, for example, said, happy birthday, Doug. I really like the format of the show. Hope you have a fantastic day. You know, there are a lot of happy birthday wishes in here, but there's a guy named Donald Trapp who says, enjoy a great day and a year surrounded by the people you care about most. And that's, yes, for sure, what we want. Here's Linda Espinosa. God bless you always. Love your show, especially when Jen is up. That's, yeah, listen. Oh, you gotta have a little of that. Here's Laura Francis, who says, happy birthday. I listen to you every day, which brings me joy, and I always look forward to hearing new things I would never know. And most of all, I love hearing your stories when it comes to the history, or farming stories. They're the best. So that's very sweet. That's a good promotional. There you go, Jay. That's right. That's a good little promotional piece.
Great.
Anyway, thanks to John, the number of Johns, John Nielsen. Thank you for your wishes. Judy Koch, thank you for your wishes. Karen Engberg, Brenda Joslin, Cheryl. I'm just looking at some of this stuff. Here's Cheryl who said, happy birthday, Doug. Missed not hearing you yesterday. But that's because I wasn't there. Anyway, WNRI down in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, one of the first places my voice has been on that radio station. Good heavens, can you imagine like 50, almost 60 years? That's really, that may be that's the longevity point, right? Being on the same station?
Yeah.
It was one of the first places I worked as a kid. All right. Let's talk about other things from the world of technology, social media, focusing on this new robot that seems to be human-like, and it is useful It's kind of an engineering dream, kind of out of a science fiction book, in a manner of speaking. The wave of investments in the quest to build a humanoid. Sort of like, is it like 3CPO? Does that come into your mind when you look at some of these things that have been built, or they're trying to build a robot that looks like a person, sounds like a person, acts mm-hmm. like a person, right?
I always think of the Will Smith movie, I, Robot, and the chief engineer, or the chief robotics officer at Agility Robotics even says they're not necessarily, it was never necessarily the goal to create robots that were looking like people, but they more so wanted to make robots that could operate in human spaces. But why? Mm-hmm. Why do we need that?
Thank you for asking. That's a good question, because some people will use them, you know, it depends on how they're marketed as much as anything else. Mm-hmm. We all know that a lot of the industrial world now has robots performing tasks that humans used to do. Best example of that is the automobile industry, but there are others, for example, the drug industry. The mixing, you know, you think the stuff that goes into the pill, that's why every once in a while you get a recall, because the robots that are mixing this stuff and putting it together in those little pills, they get kind of lost, right? So they want these machines that are better, I was going to say trained, better built, right, to do the job without kind of like thinking about it, which is that kind of is where you go bananas with
yeah.
me, huh? Something mm-hmm. that isn't human that thinks. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Still coming up short at the supermarket? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You could be suffering shrinkflation. Same price, less stuff. It's not your imagination. That cereal box is skinnier. That bag of Doritos is now a half ounce smaller, averaging 5 fewer chips per, according to Forbes, which reports that a bottle of Aleve has gone from 100 caplets to 90. Cottonelle Mega Roll toilet paper shrank from 340 sheets to 312 sheets. Is nothing sacred? Compare unit price, not item price. Those name products that are shorting you have to cover the cost of advertising that made you brand loyal, unlike store brands, which in many cases are made by the same supplier. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The third GOP debate will take place tonight in Miami, Florida, as 5 of the 6 presidential candidates will take the stage. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, Ohio entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum did not meet the RNC's criteria. Former President Trump, the overwhelming favorite for the GOP, will not be participating. Elections took place in some locations across America yesterday. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected.
And folks, this wasn't my win. This was our victory. It was a victory that sent a loud, clear message. A message that candidates should run for something and not against someone.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A good day, Karen.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Things that are going on today. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here with me. I'm looking at the birds. You know, I was talking about all the various things in the animal kingdom that have become susceptible to bugs, viruses like we have to COVID and to the flu and to other things that have been out there. Well, I forgot to mention, somebody just sent me a note. That's why I'm going back to it. The bird flu. Right? Remember the bird flu?
Oh, yes.
And what happened to dozens of different kinds of birds who were dropping dead by the thousands? And it affected chickens as well. That's why it was sort of a related thing, the plague the chickens had when there were millions of them that got destroyed. And that, it was sort of a branch of the bird flu. And I came back around to that after I saw something that came from author William Blake, who wrote, "No bird soars too high if he soars with his own wings." What a wonderful, think about that. You get to where you're going. I mean, the application, I suppose you can take it any number of ways, but you get where you're going based on your own your own ability to get there. Mm-hmm. And so when people, my daughter and I were talking about this, she's a college professor, and there's a lot of plagiarism. We were talking about AI, and there's so much plagiarism going on now, it's become a real problem on college campuses with youngsters who are doing, Megan judges the success of what's been taught by essays more than anything else. And so there are, in some cases, weekly assignments that involve writing essays about some of the things they're analyzing, some of the work that they are reading and understanding and that sort of thing. One of the great things about Megan is she doesn't teach you how to think. She teaches, what to think. She teaches you how to think. Take this apart and what do you think this means? Anyway, we all had those experiences in school. But the AI stuff, she says they've been able, my daughter is, I sound like a proud father. My daughter is very smart. And she can recognize, they're teaching certain elements in thinking when it comes to reading. And she's a Victorian scholar, so that's the era that she teaches. And her PhD or her DPhil was done on women who were writing during the Victorian era, but they couldn't publish as women. They had to take on names, nom de plumes. They had to take on the names of men, like George Eliot, for example. It's not George Eliot, it was a woman. I forget what her real name was. But anyway, the point is that the AI stuff that's around now is being used, and the students aren't smart enough to know that what's coming out, if they're writing on a similar topic, and they use AI, the AI isn't going to create something new for you and then something else for Fred and something else for Jane. It's going to be the same thing. So you get four papers that are exactly the same. Duh. Well, this is how silly some of these kids, or how lazy they are. What are you going to school for? Right? I mean, what the hell do you waste your time going for if you're not going to do your best? And that's where the soaring, use your own ability. So much of God-given ability is wasted by, what is the old expression, we only use 10 or 12% of our brain? And so why don't you strive to use a little bit more? I think that would be a great thing to strive for. I hope that you encourage your children to do that and not take the shortcut and the easy way out. Speaking of birds, now I know I'm going off the deep end. I'm not a big fan. I don't know how it sounds when I say this. The whole idea of inclusivity is great if you're doing it for the right reason. You know, what is that? There's an expression, there's a thing, diversity and inclusion and something else that a lot of cities...
Representation matters.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it does. Now, does it have to boil down to birds? There are dozens of American birds that are being renamed because they want to, they being the people in the American Ornithological Society, want to have these birds feel good about being the birds that they are. Remember that old song? You probably don't. Everybody's heard about the bird, 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 bird. James, you can probably find that as a background to what we're doing here. Anyway, so the president of the American Ornithological Society says names have power, and power can be used for good or it can be used for bad, and we want our birds, we want them to feel good about themselves. How are you going to do that? But there are names of birds that are deemed offensive and exclusionary, and so those have to be changed. This has to stop, all right, according to them. Now, of course, we want to come up with what you want. All right, so you can play the bird song if you want.
I want everybody's heard about
diversity. So this kind of puts a maybe a silly or negative spin. This is kind of serious, and I don't mean for it not to be serious. I just find this diversity stuff to be a little bit much when it comes to redefining what we think about birds, some certain birds. Apparently there are, let's see here, I'm looking at the number, the list here. Society... says that they shouldn't be birds, they shouldn't be used, then English names for North American birds are not appropriate. Latin American birds should have Latin names and so forth and so on. So we're getting into modifications of certain birds that are harmful or negatively. The implication is that they would be, there's a bird that's named after a Confederate general. For example.
Well, that makes sense. Well, also, but like, can we just stop naming things after people in general?
Yeah, right, exactly. What kind of bird are they? What do they have? Like, there's the double-beaked platypus or something that is the thick-billed long spur, the yellow warbler, the golden-winged warbler. A warbler is not appropriate because warbler in prairies that you don't know how to sing. These people need to get a life.
But some birds sound awful.
Well, yeah, but...
is it not accurate?
I don't know. I mean, it's just maybe... What do you do for a living? I research bird names. That's what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm being a
like,
little bit facetious.
No, but I get it. There are a lot of things that are genuinely and truly offensive out there in the world. Calling a bird a warbler, I'm just not sure that's the battle that people need to...
Do you think the bird care? The bird doesn't care. Why does the bird care? Of these called the warbler or not. You think the bird gets it? Maybe?
I don't know. Yeah. Now, is warbler somebody who can't sing? I thought a warbler was somebody who does, like, all the different riffs and stuff.
I don't know the answer to that. And I'm not going to try to make an answer up because I don't know one. But normally, in my mind, when I think about somebody who warbles, they don't either hold the notes or they're all over the place trying to find the notes. That would be what I would how I would define a warbler. All right, so we've given people something to think about, which is what the lady who sent me a happy birthday. You give us something to think about. Help yourself. Think about it. Here's something kind of cool. In Thailand, Thailand is one of the top plastic polluters in the world, and so there's a new there's a Buddhist temple that is taking plastic waste. And they have set up a sort of a factory in the temple, and they're making monk robes out of the plastic, which I thought was kind of interesting. Yeah, melt it down a little bit, or they can make it so thin that you can thread it, and then you make the robes out of it. Good for them.
Well, isn't that what polyester is?
Yes, it is. Yep, polyester. Many fabrics. And among... the fabrics that are used in polyester as a plastic. That's why it stretches, right? There's a certain amount of stretch in it. Story of George Norcross, who is a power broker, political power broker in New Jersey. He got thrown out of the Eagles game on Sunday after he displayed a banner that combined the American and Israeli flags. There were a lot of people in his booth with him, including Chris Christie. And now they're going to sue the Eagles. Speaking of birds, it's not when I came up with this. I just saw this and I thought, okay, here we go into the cuckoo land. This guy is a big fan. Okay, that's fine. He's a season ticket holder. He says that this is time for us to take a stand. This is a civil justice issue, and it's a world conflict, and I think we should support those people who we want to support. Now, apparently, the Eagles have a rule that you can't display a quote-unquote political message in your box or anywhere. You can't bring signs to the game. You can't hold up a sign. Mm-hmm. that says, support Israel, or whatever it is.
Yeah, they're so very much focused on the game. You're here for the game.
Right, yeah. So anyway, they told this guy to take it down, Norcross. He said, nah, I'm not going to take it down. Okay, get out, basically. And so the, this was a, it was, but I think that the, there's nothing indecent or obscene about the flag. And I think that's what a lot of people thought. Those are the kind of inappropriate flags that ought not to be flown. But they also, the management says, no, we don't want politically charged stuff there. So, and then he said, no, there's a video of this, as you can imagine. Everybody's got a phone. And so the video shows him objecting, shall we say, to his support for what's going on. Here's the story from Florida. Man charged with calling a Jewish organization threatening to kill Jewish people. Good God. This guy's 21 years old, Sarasota, called the World Jewish Congress in New York, left a threatening voicemail. The voicemail, quote, if I had a chance, I would kill every single one of you Israelis. Again.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah. But where do you, how do you grow up and feel this way? Who's responsible for this kind of
that way?
Thinking? Yeah, he had to have been exposed to it, right? Anyway, the FBI director says that Jewish people make up 2.4% of the population, but they get 60% of all religious-based threats. That's disgusting, especially now, right, under the circumstances. That's... and what brings that? Is this the kind of rhetoric that comes from some of our so-called leaders? Is that where this comes from? In part it is. Look around and listen to what some of our quote-unquote leaders who remain nameless are coming up with. It's 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doug Steffen Good Day Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell. The Good Day Health Program is something in service of this program that airs with Jack every weekend. Jack is a NUCA chiropractor. He's also a GAPS practitioner, and he has lots to say about a lot of important things. He has a wealth of knowledge that I have not found equal in probably, I'm going to say, any other doctor, anybody else who focuses on health. You have an encyclopedic knowledge, and that's why I like to kind of get into the nitty-gritty with you. There's the sort of natural approach to things. I noticed that there's a new herbal extract that's being touted to improve mild dementia. Ginseng, ginkgo, and something called Crocus sativus. I got ginseng and ginkgo. I use it myself. I never heard of Crocus sativus. What's that? Where is it found? Is that something known by another name?
That, we have that in our long life energy enzymes.
You do?
Sativus. Oh, yeah.
All right. So you can get those by going, by the way, to ForbiddenDoctor.com. They're called the Lee enzymes, long life energy enzymes. I take them every day. I give them to Daisy, my dog. So is there a way? This is apparently something that needs to be put together, all of these things, in order to have the cognitive effect that is desired. I mean, who the heck wants to get dementia, right?
Well, we've talked on your show many times about bacopa, about ginkgo, and the ability that these herbs have to as a tonic for the brain to kind of wake up the neurotransmitter activity inside the brain.
Mm-hmm.
There are several things that contribute to not just Alzheimer's, but dementia in general, the most common one that goes from coast to coast in this country is simply malnutrition, not eating the foods, especially those that are containing fish oils, which just happen to come in fish. Right. And
wow,
we know that the fats, we know that the fats that are present in fish oil, the DHA and the EPA, can only come in through our diet. Our body will not make those. Most of the fats that the body needs in the sense of the healthy fats, the body will make. The liver will make them. But there's some fats called essential fatty acids. Essential because it must be in the diet. Our body does not make them. And because our brain, you know, the dry weight of the brain is more than 50% fat.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly the DHA and the EPA that are very, very rich in fish oils. So we either supplement with fish oils, which I, you know, I've got plenty of that at ForbiddenDoctor.com, or you start eating a lot more fish. And I'm not talking about frozen breaded fish sticks that you warm up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about deep ocean fish, especially,
right.
You know, things like
cod.
Cod, especially cod, East or West Coast cods, Arctic cod. Yeah. Also salmon, deep ocean tuna. These are very rich in the kinds of fats that the brain requires.
What Jack is saying is not farmed, but actually out in the wild where they grow naturally.
Yes.
There are a lot of places around the world, especially in Asia, that farm these fish. And what they eat, although we talk about lobster all the time, they eat the stuff on the bottom. Some of the things that these fish on the farms eat, has not the farms that are here probably better, but Asian farms not so much. So anyway, but the point is that you need oils, and these oils come from fish that have the proper exposure to nature in their natural habitat. Right?
Right. And there's some. No, you're doing excellent. And there's some other sources, such as butter that comes from grass pastured cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Dairy cows, not the commercial ones. The commercial ones, because they're fed foods that they shouldn't be fed, and they're in terribly unhealthy conditions. They don't.
Well, this is the difference between the free range of you. My cows are pastured. That's the
absolutely
example.
Absolutely.
Versus being in a feedlot where they get a lot of stuff that's mixed together in a big truck that has, you know, in some cases the stuff that's put in there is all good, but sometimes some of the stuff isn't all good. And so it's the stuff that's put, especially with beef cattle, they put stuff in the feed that will enhance them. They call it finishing the cow. Those of you who are farmers know what I'm talking about. They finish them with, not that tofu is bad for them, but there are some things that are put into some of the feed that are not natural, but they add, it's almost like hormonal, so the cattle can grow faster and bigger. And
with grow, and they have no business eating corn or silage.
Yeah. Well, my cows like it, because I grow it the natural way.
Because it's sweet.
Well, yeah, right. We like sweet things. I like you, Jack, and you're sweet. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.